Okay, this coming week we are going to have the honor and privilege of studying Parshas Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol. Unfortunately, due to this situation, we might not have the opportunity to hear it in shul. Notwithstanding, here are some points to ponder. The Torah begins by telling us, Zos Torah Sa'ola, this is the story of the Ola. You'll notice that there's no mention of the word Torah in Parshas Vayikra, and yet it appears multiple times in this week's Parsha. Zos Torah Sa'ola, Zos Torah Sachatas. Why is there a difference? So Rav Shlomo Volba Zatzal explained that when it comes to the word Torah, Torah refers to a complete unit, ideas and pratim and the details. And the specifics of each of the karbanos only begins here in Parshas Tzav. Parshas Vayikra only contains the principles, and so therefore the word Torah is not found in Parshas Tzav. We're also told Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tu Kadbo, that the fire of the Mizbeach shall be lit on the Mizbeach. And Rav Avram Rivlin Shlita, the former Mashgiach of Karen Biavna, points out that Chazal note that there is a hint to a Talmud Chacham who needs to be like a Mizbeach. While he needs to be Tamim, he also needs to have his Slavos. He needs to have a fire burning in his soul, which he uses to influence others to be passionate to. He should be able to be square and perfect and without any blemish, but he also needs to be with a fire-burning bow inside of him. We read, of course, about the klicheres asher tevushal bal yishaver, the klicheres that was cooked, it should be broken down. And Rashi explains that the pot needs to be broken since the day later it has a blia of something that's nosar and thus forbidden. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanson Zatzal explains that this was possible since one of the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash was that the meat never rotted. And so therefore, the taste never became no same tam lefgam, which is why koshering those pots was never a situation that would have been allowed even in Dal Raisa. Whereas Midrabanan, we could argue no same tam lefgam makes it a tam pogum, and therefore perhaps there might be a basis for asher. But by definition, the issue was solid no matter what. Then we're told, Biyoma krivoa zivcho yeyachil, that a person needs to remember his korban needs to be eaten on the day that he offers it. And the Gemara in Zvachim deduces that the blood of a korban needs to be brought on the day that it's shechted. The dam is disqualified at sunset. So Shechter Shlita noted that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that the day extends until the time it takes to travel three quarters of a mil after sunset, and then that there is Bein Hashmashos for another three quarter of a mil, which gives time left to the day a much added boost. Still, even Rabbeinu Tam, the author of Rabbeinu Tam Time, agrees with this idea of the blood being disqualified at Shkia. And this is because there is a unique definition of a Karban's day when the Torah demands Yom. And this has ramifications for the need to daven Mincha before Shkia, even if you hold of Rabbeinu Tam Time. Rabbeinu Tam would probably not have daven Mincha at the time, since it corresponded to the Tamid, which needed to be offered before Shkia. And so therefore, even Rabbeinu Tam would not have davened a later mincha within the process. The Torah concludes this discussion of the Karbanos by telling us, Zos HaTorah La'ola LaMincha LaChatas V'LaHashem. And the Gemara Menachos tells us that one who studies the Torah, Zos HaTorah Kol HaUsik BaTorah, will not have to bring an Ola Mincha Chatas V'LaHashem. And the Kotzke Rebbe used to quip that he always thought he would have chassidim who would never be able to sin, nor even listen to the Yetzer, since they would never have time to listen to the Yetzer. The Kotzke Rebbe understood that this is exactly what the Gemara is saying here too, that one who's so engrossed, kol ha'osik, in the study of Torah, will never have any time to sin, and thus will never need to bring a chatas, asham, or ola. Thereafter, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to take Aaron, kachas Aaron esbanavito, and Rashi explains you should take him with words and verbally encourage him. So Rabbi Baruch Saratskin Zatzal, the former Rosh Yeshiva tells, noted that not only did the Kohanim who were giving up their rights to Eretz Yisrael in exchange for the title Kohanim, but even the Kohen Gadol, who is the top banana, even he needed to be encouraged. And why is that? Because it's hard to give your life over to Ruchnius 100% of the time. So even the Kohen Gadol needed to be encouraged that he could do it, and that he should do it for the benefit of Am Yisrael. We're also told that he should take the tzitz azav nezer HaKodesh, he should put on the tzitz, the sacred crown. And why is the king's crown called a nezer? And why is the king's crown refer to as a as a crown, as a keter, and the Kohen Gadol is referred to as a nezer. So, Rav Moshe Nechemya Kano Zatzal distinguishes between the two terms. The Kohen Gadol went around his head. The king's crown engulfed him. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to be the greatest of the Kohanim. He must tower above them in learning and Yiras Shamayim. His focus is primarily in the area of the spirit. But mundane knowledge, secular wisdom, knowledge of worldly disciplines, that's not his forte. He's supposed to be an Ish Kadosh who dedicates his life to the sanctity and spiritual development. He's therefore the one that Am Yisrael looks to for guidance and inspiration. So he wears an Ezer, which covers up Kodesh Lashem, the mind, where the Torah, the wisdom, and the fear of heaven exists. But the king of Yisrael plays a dual role. He not only has to be replete in Torah knowledge and be a Yari Shamayim, he has to be worldly, he has to be erudite, and so he represents the Jewish people to the world community. So as such, he must be an individual who is able to have that humility throughout the entirety of his head. And so, and he has to be comfortable within the mikdash and without. And so he wears an atara, which represents a total head covering. It reflects the roles that a king has to encompass. He has to represent the inside and the outside, and so it has to encompass his entire head within the process. Finally, in this week's haftorah, which is the special haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol, which highlights the last of the Nevi'im Malachi, who makes the declaration, V'zarcha lachem yirei shemi shemesh, that the sun will shine for you those who fear my name, and the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Ches Amud Beis notes, that ein gehenim lasid lavo, that there'll be no gehenim in the future. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out his chama min artika, this special sun from the Sheshes Yimei Breishes, and he will use it. The tzaddikim will be healed by it, while the rishon will be judged by it. And this pasuk, v'zarcha lachem yirei shemi shemesh tzedakah umarpei bekanafeh, is cited as a proof. So the stipler Zatzal explained that in the future the Torah will be primary, and those who live by it and learn by it will be excited by this primary nature of the Torah. On the other hand, those for whom Torah life was deemed by them to be impossible will not be able to live by these rules. They'll find it as horrible as Gehenim, and they will be bothered by it. Our job in life is not to turn around and find Torah bothersome. We need to make excitement out of our Torah, as we declare, Ma'afti Torah Sechad, like David HaMelech said, Kol Hayom Yisichasi, and may we get to that day that we describe at the end of the Haftorah, right? That day that Hinei Anochi Sholeach Lachemes Aliyah Navi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol VaAnora VeHishu Levavos Avanim VeLeibanim Alavosam. The understanding that families should be able to get together, at least families, and to give us a chance to reconnect through the process of starting with our homes, to get back together with one another, and then Be'ezras Hashem back to our communities, and Am Yisrael, with all good things, Komili Demeitav Tamid. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench you with a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and a Shabbat Shalom to all, and a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, Shabbat Shalom to all.